Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 11th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and again today we want to encourage you. If you go to the site today, you'll see we have a photo of the Osorno Volcano in southern Chile, sent to us by a friend who recently visited Chile, actually a native Chilean, and with today's scripture verse pasted on the photo. The title of today's message is, My Hope is in the Lord. Listen as Brooksine reads Psalm 146, verses 5 and 6.
Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them, the Lord who remains faithful forever.
What are you hoping for today? For so many, it's the economy and dealing with the uncertainties of our time. On a personal level, this contributes to our anxiety regarding job security or building a financial emergency savings or security net, let alone our plans for retirement. We see and hear about this kind of anxiety as we walk through the various companies in our chaplain role. This last Lord's Day in church, I invited those in the workforce to come to the front for a special time of prayer in this regard. For others, your concerns are related to a health issue that you or a member of your family are dealing with, and you're hoping for a brighter tomorrow. Some of you have incredible brokenness in your home, and you're desperately looking for signs of hope that will lead to family unity. For all of us, we can clearly see the seemingly steady, worsening condition on the international level, the terrorist threats, and the moral downslide. Many hope for world peace, specifically in the Middle East.
But what is your hope in today? On the international level, we all hope for a diplomatic miracle that will usher in world peace. Do you turn on the news hoping to hear breaking news of a political solution in fixing the economy, or a medical breakthrough for a debilitating health matter? Are you hoping a caring friend, counselor, or a pastor will be of help to you in dealing with a critical matter in your family? God may indeed use these vessels, but what is our hope really in?
Some 3,000 years ago, the psalmist made a great statement of faith concerning the one who is truly blessed. It's a portion of our daily verse. Blessed is he whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Well, today we especially want to focus on that phrase, whose hope is in the Lord his God. What a statement spanning the ages and all geographical areas. Regardless of where we live or what conditions we are dealing with, we are indeed blessed if our hope is in the Lord.
Warren Wiersbe observes concerning this verse, and I quote him, "This tells us that God is all we need for today and for tomorrow. When you know God, you have happiness, help, and hope. Happiness in walking with Him, help for the burdens of the day, and hope for the concerns of the future. What more could you want?"
Well, today we want to encourage in regard to the worries upon your heart to commit them to God and place your hope fully in the Lord. Let your trust in Him be the bridge that transports you safely over the sea of doubt, fear, and worry.
Let's pray together. Father, there are many troubling matters that weigh my heart and spirit down, which lead me to worry. Help me to mentally, spiritually sort through these matters and evaluate them with eternal perspective. I know that will help me to clarify that which is of importance and that which will fade with the sun. I commit them all to you and ask that you will help me to place my living hope in you, our Lord, who remains faithful forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. We consider recent letters we've received to our ministry. I considered as I listened to the prayer, and some that listen to the podcast, others that read the material, but are dealing with heavy burdens in family life and business. and in health concerns. May God give you grace today to fully place your hope in the Lord. Well, we do have several suggested songs today available as YouTube videos. Click on the link and it'll open up a page and you can play the video if you like. And the specific song I really recommend, in fact, it was the inspiration for the title of today's message, is a song, I believe the original writer was Tommy Coombs. This is a version sung in a Billy Graham crusade, but it's a song titled My Hope is in the Lord. It really is a powerful message today, and we encourage you to consider listening to it. I mentioned today we have a photo up of a volcano in Chile. It's taken by a friend of ours, Patricia Hormabazal, who is originally from Chile. She works at one of the companies we serve, and she took it on a recent trip back to Chile. And she shared a bunch of wonderful photos with me, and I'll share a few more through the rest of this week. But today's photo especially is a volcano. And with today's verse overlaid over it, it really is a source of encouragement, we hope. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to faithfully serve the Lord and place your hope fully in Christ.